At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. It is a misery Monday after a tough, tough loss for the Commanders. Brought to you by Chiniga Mayos.
Thank you, Landfill.
Shout out to the Bellevue family. Shout out to Boatyard Bar and Grill. Me and B just had some crab cakes.
Crab cake in the cup.
Yeah, man. Yo, it's not a terrible way to eat it.
Yeah, it'd be better if
I know you prefer a plate, but we don't have plates here.
Bowl.
But crab cake in a cup kind of works.
Hey, crab cake work any kind of way.
I want to get around the NFL. We haven't talked about the actual Thanksgiving Day games, which were excellent. We've had some folks on hold a very, very long time. My man Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, B-Miz, JP?
What's up, man?
Great game. I want to give props where it belongs to that line. That line, man, that held. Tunsil was 1-on-1 with Benito, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Conley, man, training wheels came off. He was holding his own until the last quarter with that touchdown when it was called back.
The hole, yeah.
The holding. But nah, he was he's taking those other steps, and the importance of a good backup reliance quarterback. You know what I mean? Every Burrow went down, Lamar has gone down. We can keep going. So the importance of a good backup with the system.
Totally.
And at this point, Mariota's the only one I can't see somebody else.
But, Appreciate the call.
What y'all think.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you.
I think specifically with the line, Connerly, after arguably a slow start, has really kind of showed a ton of progress.
When you don't hear his name called a lot, or his number, which means when you hear offensive lineman number call, it means he's holding. He's doing something wrong.
I think if you look at the line for next year, that is an area where you'd love to have continuity. Connerly's a part of this thing. Cosme's a part of this thing. Biotish and Tunsil both have years left on their deal, but not real guarantees on there. I think getting a deal done with Tunsil will probably be priority number one when you get to the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think you'd like to get something done with Biotish as well. I'd be curious to see kind of how that shakes out. But, offensively, I think the line has largely been pretty good. I guess Biotish doesn't have guaranteed money next year, but O-linemen aren't receivers. Like, it's a big cap number, so I imagine they try to work something out there.
Yeah.
If you look at, Biotish does have a $1.5 million in bonuses and a roster bonus, so that would give him some guaranteed money going into the season. The base salary kind of jumps, but I'll be curious to watch the Biotish thing. Tunsil, they'll pay and probably have to do it right away.
Yeah.
Let's go to Zach in Remington. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
Where is Remington?
It's past Gainesville.
Okay.
But before Culpeper, that area is small. It's small.
On 29?
My first time. Yeah, right on 29, okay. Right past the move-through.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my first time calling, so if I stumble over my words, man, don't kill me.
You're good.
But so last night was great, man. I think it we looked good even in the loss, and you know, if we can keep Bobby, if he wants to play another year, I think he's good to keep, even though he's not as fast as people might want. But I think his football IQ just does more for us than just speed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it same with Zach? I mean, that drop that Zach had is rare. He usually comes down with that ball. But Marcus was – everyone loves Marcus, and I love Marcus too. But, man, he was overthrowing guys by 10 yards, flying them. I've really never seen him do stuff like that. And one other thing. And then I took Treylon Burke for anytime touchdown with Terry. Treylon was plus 1,200 by himself. I put 25 on it, paid 1,800 at the end of the game.
Damn. Good for you, dude.
With Way Terry to go, dude. Way to go.
Good for you, man.
I was sitting there scrolling down, and they had him for plus 1,200. I was like, I'm taking that all day. I loved him when he came out in the first week or midseason. He played that one game, had a couple grabs, and he looked real good. And he's been out since. And then I was like, I mean, who else is he going to throw to besides your normal Debo and Zach and everything like that? So that's right. It, guys.
Appreciate it, Zach. Take care, thanks, dude. All right, B, I want to run through the games from over the weekend because Washington played the last game. The first game was Thursday at noon.
Yeah.
Packers go to Detroit.
Basically handled them.
Dude, Green Bay had a pair of fourth down touchdown throws. I thought Jordan Love was excellent. Finished 18 of 30 for 230 with four touchdown passes. Josh Jacobs gave him plenty on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit now is 7-5, Brian. And if the playoffs started today, and they don't, but Detroit is the 8 seed, only 7 get in, so that sounds okay. But they are 2 games behind the Niners at 9-4. They're a game behind the Packers, who now have a tiebreaker having just beat them. Detroit's in some trouble, dude.
Yeah, it could be. And didn't Amon-Ra get hurt or something like that?
Yeah, I think Amon-Ra has a high ankle sprain. White Brian or somebody, see if you can
look that
up. High
ankle sprain. That's not good.
You know, Goff was pretty good, but the Green Bay defense did a really good job of bottling up Gibbs. Gibbs finished that game 20 for 68.
Mm.
He just could not break any long ones. You know, that is a higher carry count for Gibbs, but Amon-Ra in that game was zeros. One target, no catches, no yards. It's going to be interesting what happens in Detroit, and it shows you.
Well, they got the Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings down the stretch.
They got the Cowboys Thursday night, which should be a pretty damn good game. It also shows you how finite the windows are in pro football. Mm-hmm. Because I think this time last year, Detroit looked like they might be a Super Bowl team.
They got the Bears.
So, I mean,
Detroit.
Yeah. So, second game on Thanksgiving, Cowboys, Chiefs. It was a heck of a ball game. Dallas gets the win. Dallas is legitimately surging right now. They're playing good defense. Dallas right now is 6-5-1. They're 2 games outside of the playoff spot, but the way the Eagles are falling apart, you wonder if that division's in play.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, B, with that loss, 6-6, dropped to the 10th spot in the AFC with 5 games remaining.
Who do they have left?
Houston is 7-5. They're not in. The Bills are 8-4 in the 7 seed right now.
Wow.
Now, Houston could get in because the AFC South all of a sudden is way up in the air. The Jags are 8-4, the Colts are 8-4, and the Texans are 7-5.
The Texans defense is outstanding right now.
They play defense the way Dan Quinn talks about wanting his
those two pass rushers, man, they have quarterbacks scared.
Totally.
And offensive tackle saying, damn, again?
All right, Amon-Ra St. Brown, low ankle sprain week to week, but probably won't play against Dallas. That's a week, though, because that's a Thursday to Thursday. That's not a short week for those guys. KC, White Brian, give me odds on KC to make the playoffs. They are now 6-6. That was not an ideal loss for them. Nope. They finish Houston and L.A. at home, at Tennessee, Denver at home, at the Raiders.
Denver at home, at the Raiders.
At Tennessee, Tennessee, at the Raiders, two dubs.
Okay. And which L.A.?
Honestly, they're
the Rams or Chargers.
Schedule isn't that bad.
Rams or Chargers?
Chargers.
Okay.
They have five games left. Three of them are at home, and it's all against the more difficult opponents, so they get them at Arrowhead. And the two road trips should be cakewalks. You never know in the NFL, but the Titans and the Raiders, there's worse places to go there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are plus 106 to make the playoffs.
Still plus money. Wow. Did you watch? Did you get to watch any of that?
Which game?
Cowboys.
Yeah.
CD Pickens, Dak was really good.
Yeah.
They had the early interception that seemed like it was just going to go. It felt like KC had an opportunity to kind of run away with that thing. And I have a hard time believing it will last, but Dallas has turned into a team that closes well.
Yeah.
That Quinnen Williams trade, man.
They can, but it's Quinnen Williams, all you want. That offense puts pressure on people.
Totally. Absolutely.
I think it's more about Dak and CD and Pickens than it is anything else. Because when you can't crowd the box, then you give the running back chance to run through. And Pickens, man, you throw it to Pickens with two, three people on him, he comes down with it.
So the night game, another big statement in the AFC. The Ravens had a chance to really pull ahead in that division. They lose at home to the Bengals. Joe Burrow makes his return. Burrow, you could tell, was rusty, but made the plays when he needed to. Mm-hmm. 260 with two scores. Chase Brown was good on the ground. Samaje Perine was actually gave them some decent snaps on the ground. Ja'Marr Chase was excellent. And as much as you want to credit Cincy for going to Baltimore and winning, the Ravens' offense was just kind of terrible. Lamar barely completed 50% of his passes, had an interception, no touchdown throws.
You can't run the ball on that defense, I'm wrong.
They ran it okay. I mean,
you got to take advantage of them.
They got away from the run. Henry only had 10 carries. He had 60 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown.
That's six carry.
Dog, Lamar's just missing. Like, you know how sometimes we've seen these games where Lamar just isn't accurate? That was one of them. And then defensively, the Ravens have had defensive problems all year, and they sure as hell had them in this game. The Bengals just, every time it seemed like, you know, Baltimore was going to kind of go on their run. Baltimore scored in the third quarter to make it, I think, it was 19-14. So the Ravens scored early in the third quarter to cut the lead, and then Cincy just responded with three scores to close the game out. What do you think Harbaugh's thinking up there?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Should have been calling the defense.
All right, so that AFC North now, B. Ravens are 6-6. Steelers are 6-6. And that thing yesterday was ugly. Bengals are 4-8.
Joe Burrow came back for a reason, bro.
White Brian, give me AFC North.
Burrow is trying
odds.
To make this thing work, bro. He's going to say, listen, like, and I think Joe would like to change this thing and flip it and then go back to the same reporter that asked him, what are you playing for? Why you come back? You know, this right here.
So the Bengals close. They're at Buffalo this week. Then they get the Ravens at home. But their final three be Miami, Arizona, Cleveland.
They should win all three of those. But
they might be too far back.
We know how this league is.
The Steelers.
They get the Ravens again.
Yeah.
If they beat the Ravens again in Cincinnati, you never know.
Steelers are a wreck. I don't know. That picture of Aaron Rodgers, he looked like a hobo.
Well, he called out the team now.
I know. Yeah. He's doing his thing.
It ain't my fault.
Anybody surprised at Lane Kiffin, that's on you.
13
that's
million
who Lane is. Anybody surprised at Aaron Rodgers, that's on you.
13
this
million
is
a year.
Who he is.
You can say what you want about Kiffin. I would have gone to Baton Rouge, too.
I get it.
13 million a year in Baton Rouge. You know what that is?
It's like 100.
That's like making
here.
25 me.
The Steelers have Baltimore this week, then the Dolphins, the Lions, the Browns, and the Ravens. I think Cincy has the most advantageous schedule down the stretch here. I think Baltimore's got the hardest. They go Pittsburgh, Cincy, New England, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. What do you have AFC North odds for me,
yeah,
Brian?
The Bengals are still plus 900. Wow. Steelers are plus 230, and the Ravens are minus 195.
I feel like the value on a Bengals pick is pretty high.
Yeah.
But their defense still just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, Baltimore just couldn't move the ball in that game. All right, so that was Thanksgiving. Let's get to Black Friday, because I think this was perhaps the most important game, at least in the NFC. The Bears went into Philadelphia when the knock on Chicago was, who have they beaten? They're all narrow wins. It just hasn't been that impressive. And the Bears went into Philadelphia and dominated. Yeah. They asserted authority.
I'm going to tell you what I noticed in that game. When A.J. when Hurst throws a touchdown or something, a big play to A.J. Brown, he does too much. Like, to try to make him, see, that's how we do it. Like, dude, if you were going to him enough and he wasn't coming at you about stuff, you wouldn't have to go to him like that. I think they have to coddle AJ too much. And to try to get the ball to him all the time screws up the whole flow of that offense.
That offense has no flow.
Yeah. And well, that's what happens when you put your friend in position of stuff.
Totally. And the way the Bears ran the ball in that game, the kid Manungai is a problem. 22 carries for a 130, rookie out of USC, I believe, with a touchdown. DeAndre Swift looked great, 18 carries for a 125 and a touchdown.
Yeah.
The two running backs averaged 6.5 yards per carry, and they got the rock plenty. They got 40 carries. Remember how Ben Johnson went away from
the run? You know what happened in that game right there? In that game, they were running the ball effectively, and they kept running it. They didn't say we at our quota.
Right.
They kept running the football.
Caleb was not great, but effective. They won the game. Bears defense showed up. The Bears deserve credit. If the season ended today, and it does not, they would be the one seed in the NFC.
Wow.
Getting a bye, all of that. Now, Chicago's got tough games left. You know that schedule's going to be backloaded in the NFC North. Got to give the Bears credit for sure.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we saw this second half collapse from Philly where they lost like 6 out of 7 and then they got knocked out of the playoffs early. Last year, we saw Philly teetering. They bounced back, got red hot, won the Super Bowl. What version of Philly do you think we're closer to seeing? 23 collapse, 24 rolling.
It looks like a collapse to me. Listen. One thing about that area, when things start going bad,
it's loud.
It gets very loud, and they are going to find out what you're about. And I've heard too many people try to act like there's nothing happening up there in Philly. It's something going on in that locker room, bro.
Yeah.
Because you look at their play on the field, it's nothing like it was last year. Nothing like it. So something is going on.
Yeah, it's something is clearly going on. It's just too much of a mess. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly how that works, but that was a big time statement game, I thought, for the Bears. The Bears finish, they're at Green Bay this week. That's a slobber knocker. Then Cleveland at home, Green Bay at home, at the Niners, Detroit to close out the year.
Mm.
That NFC North is really, really open, I would say. You've got the Bears at 9-3, then the Lions at 7-5, and Green Bay sitting 8-3-1. Mm. That tie could end up working in Green Bay's favor.
Tie could help you.
I'm going to break on time. Or a minute late is on time for me. I'm like the opposite of Coughlin time, I'd say. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We will open the phone lines up a little bit more here. Something I wanted to talk about happened last night. And I got a lot of pushback for this, and I don't agree with the pushback. The game was going into overtime, and a ton of people were leaving. Let's discuss. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Fellas, if you're still rocking those tired old polos with the floppy collars, it's time to step it up with Collars & Co. They give you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio, hit the golf course, or just for a night out with no wrinkles. You don't have to worry about a dry cleaner. You just throw it on and you're ready to roll. My son-in-law saw mine. He wanted some. So you know what? I ordered him a few little things, and he's going to be impressed when he gets them. CollarsAndCo.com. And now you can check them out in person. They have a new store open in Congressional Plaza, and it's stocked up with all your favorite holiday shopping needs. Go to collarsandco.com. Tell them B. Mitch and Finley sent you.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.